Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Most security systems react after a break-in begins. That's too late. SimpliSafe is different. It's proactive. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to spot suspicious activity before criminals get inside. Live monitoring agents can see, speak to, and scare off intruders in real time, quickly calling police if needed. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplisafe.com/podcast. That's simplisafe.com/podcast for 60% off. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Faces a choice. This is Battleground America. Here's Tara Servatius.
Welcome to this week's edition of the Insane Things Podcast, where we count down the most insane things that happened during the week that was. We'll start with number 8, the election of Zohran Mamdani to be the mayor of New York City. Within 60 seconds of his victory speech beginning, the mask slipped. It even bothered the panel on CNN with Van Jones saying, wait, who is this guy? This isn't the soft-spoken guy that ran. No, of course not. He's a communist. According to Harvard University, the estimate is that they killed 100 million people total in the last century. No, he's not a nice guy. They never are. This is the newly unmasked Zohran Mamdani that scared Van Jones, Obama's former advisor. And folks, he wasn't even 60 seconds into his victory speech before he was quoting Eugene Debs, founder of the Socialist Party, who was ultimately jailed. And this was his battle cry.
After all, the conventional wisdom would tell you that I am far from the perfect candidate. I am young, despite my best efforts to grow older. I am Muslim. I am a democratic socialist. And most damning of all, I refuse to apologize for any of this.
Almost immediately, the media began drawing the wrong conclusions, especially on our side. This must be the result of the education system, of not teaching kids about communism or socialism. Nope, not that. No, the big pretend, including by our side, is that Zohran Mamdani ran in an American city. The real reason Zohran Mamdani got elected is that his appeal was that he wasn't American in a city that is largely no longer truly American, but rendered unrecognizable in just a few short years by Biden's invasion. My dad's from New York. He lived in New York City for years. I know it's always been diverse, but not like this. For instance, 1 in 5 New Yorkers can't speak English. That's 20%. In other words, they have no idea what was coming out of this man's mouth. Almost 50% were not even born in this country. More than 3 million migrants call New York City home, making up about 40% of the total population. And that influx according to experts, was largely fueled by the Biden-era open border policies that allowed asylum seekers, refugees, illegal migrants, and those illegally given TPS, temporary protected status, to pour into the country under Biden. They're not in New York because they love America or even want to be American. They're in New York City because from fiscal year 2023 through September of 2025, New York City has spent about $8.75 billion on migrant services, including free shelter, free food, free healthcare, free travel, and free education for migrants. By the end of fiscal year 2025, that's supposed to hit $12 billion. Some of that spending was stolen from the federal government, and Trump is cracking down on that now. More of that later on in the podcast. But a lot of it was diverted from core services like policing and infrastructure directly into the pockets of the migrants. And with no voter ID needed to register or to vote, you're looking at the future model of the Democrat Party for America. Again, these voters didn't vote for Soran Mamdani because they want to conduct some intellectual experiment with Marxism. Some high-enders did, sure, but not the majority. They voted for him to keep their welfare benefits safe from Donald Trump. One of the biggest gripes on social media was that Mamdani didn't thank Americans in his victory speech. Instead, he went through each country, each ethnic group, thanking each one. Why is that? Well, according to Patriot polling, Mamdani got 62% support from foreign-born New Yorkers and just 31% support among the American-born. American-born New York City voters largely rejected Mamdani, with 65% voting either for Cuomo, that he got 40%, or Curtis Sliwa, who got 25%. You can see that stat reflected again in the Jewish voter numbers. Most of the Jewish voters are, of course, American. A third of them voted for Mamdani, while 63% went for Cuomo. What does this tell us? Outside of a narrow slice of the Democrat Party, Americans aren't embracing communism. The shadow voter nation, the replacement voter nation imported by Joe Biden, is. Folks, we do amnesty. This will be every Democrat city. Just in my sphere of influence, South Carolina, where I live, will flip purple. North Carolina, permanently blue. Florida, blue. Texas, blue. And a Republican president will never win again. You'll have a true one-party system and an Arctic frost as far as the eyes can see. By Arctic frost, I mean the outrageous investigation the Biden administration was running of the entire Republican Party, every single group that makes up its ecosystem. Yeah, if Kamala Harris had won, they were going to put us all in prison or bankrupt us till no one would ever be a Republican Party or a conservative official again. It's one big kangaroo court trial. Well, folks, in an endless Democrat presidency, that's how it would be. The Republican Party would be outlawed as a set of domestic terrorists. Folks, I had a guy text me this week. Why do you keep talking about this? Amnesty doesn't guarantee they can vote. Oh, damn. Yes, it does. Look at this. Look at the amnesty Chuck Schumer tried to do with Donald Trump. They were, by the way, only defeated by the Freedom Caucus and Ron DeSantis. People don't realize that, but they do. That's when Trump started hating the Freedom Caucus. In that amnesty, which would have amnestied somewhere between 4 and 10 million people, and by the way, there was no way to check their status, that came with a four-year pathway to citizenship, folks. I'm not even convinced Trump could have won the presidency if he got that through. And you're seeing the proof of that in this election. What it shows us is this: we got to get to 12 at the 12 million out. This is life or death for the Republic and for freedom, not just in America, but in the world. Because the shadow nation of replacement voters is operating exactly as I always told you it would. Exactly as the Democrats intended. Insane thing number 7, the coverage of the Virginia and New Jersey governor's races, which was bizarrely set up, including by our side, some sort of referendum on Donald Trump. And going into it, I started saying this a couple of weeks ago to my listeners, we're not going to win Virginia and New Jersey, guys. Fox News and Newsmax, who now copies Fox News, was acting like these were winnable states for us. No, these are deep blue states. Okay. Our most popular candidate, Donald Trump, lost both Virginia and New Jersey to Kamala Harris. You know how unpopular she was, by 6 points respectively, less than a year ago. So, I mean, yeah, we weren't going to win these states. But that didn't stop Fox News and Newsmax and a lot of our pundits from acting like if we didn't win, this was going to be some sort of horrific loss, which was just dumb. But wait a minute. Doesn't Virginia currently have a Republican governor? Yes, but it took an extraordinary set of events to get him there. Just to recap quickly, a boy in a skirt raped a girl in a bathroom. And when he did that, instead of, you know, keeping the student safe, the Democrat school board in Loudoun County transferred him to another school where he raped another girl. Then when the girl's father tried to, you know, come and speak to the school board, he was violently tackled and arrested for telling the truth. And they didn't want it out because they knew the governor, Terry McAuliffe, you know, was already compromised and in trouble. Well, McAuliffe doubled and tripled down on how parents really shouldn't have rights and school bathrooms were going to continue to be integrated as the news of the cover-up rape rocked that state. Well, Democrats went full totalitarian, even sending Black Hawk helicopters from the Department of Homeland Security to hover over school board buildings to intimidate the, you know, very well-behaved parents who were protesting outside. They sent the FBI to knock on those parents' doors for daring to speak for 2 minutes to the school board, saying nothing threatening, breaking no laws, but just making Democrats look bad. They spied on them. They got warrants to search their homes. Folks, all this was covered locally. But it was Terry McAuliffe doubling down on the idea that parents really shouldn't have a say in their children's education that finished him off. Democrats in Virginia, they didn't vote for Glenn Youngkin and for the Republicans. They just stayed home. That's how we won. But folks, this is a state that Joe Biden won by 10 points. And again, Kamala Harris won by 6. It's not a Republican state. The idea that Winsome Earl Sears is going to do 6 points better than Donald Trump was always ridiculous. Worse yet, she's always been a weak candidate. That's why Trump didn't endorse her and didn't campaign for her. But here's the problem, if you want to find one. She lost by 15 points to Abigail Spanberger. Again, a year ago, Trump lost by 6. Well, if you look over in New Jersey, Jack Cittarelli, who our side was bizarrely acting like he was going to somehow win that state. Okay, he never was. Trump couldn't do it, so he can't. How much did he lose by? 13 points. How much did Trump lose by? 6 points. See the problem there? There's some erosion. I don't usually agree with Dana Perino on Fox News much, but she nailed it. She said Republicans have got to learn to win when Trump's not on the ballot and not actively involved in the race. How badly did we do? Well, a new myth has formed since, you know, Trump has done the best of any Republican ever with Hispanic voters, that we don't need to worry about illegal immigrants. They'll totally vote for us because the Democrats are insane. This election proved that wrong. Here's how badly our candidates got thumped in New Jersey and Virginia with Hispanic voters. As I play you this, keep in mind, Trump lost Hispanic voters too, but only by 6 points.
Hispanics, Latinos, 30-point win for the Democrat in New Jersey, 30-point win for the Democrat in Virginia.
Again, that's the takeaway that matters. The takeaway from the Zohran Mamdani victory and the takeaway in Virginia and New Jersey. Again, these Hispanic voters who we've been telling ourselves, well, they're like us. They're very religious. And yeah, Democrats are too woke with their social issues. Nope. They will vote for Democrats, even the wokest of Democrats, in massive numbers if anybody else besides Donald Trump is on that. Insane thing number 6, the jobs apocalypse. Now, if you've listened to this podcast for a very long time or my show or both, you know the jobs apocalypse has been ongoing for a very long time. With the Democrat Party and the Department of the Bureau of Labor Statistics faking the jobs numbers in order to keep Democrats in business and the American people from realizing there were entire quarters after the adjustments of the job numbers, they'd go back and revise them. There were entire quarters where there were net zero jobs created under Joe Biden in America. It just never made headlines because they would lie by hundreds of thousands of jobs, then go back and quietly revise them. People don't know there were quarters under Joe Biden with zero job creation. Trump inherited that mess. And now he's having to live with it, with people telling the truth about the job situation. And it is dire. Bottom line, the U.S. labor market, the job market was a mess to begin with, but it's deteriorating fast. U.S. firms in October announced 154,600 job cuts. That is the worst in 20 years since 2003. That is the worst since the dot-com jobs bust. And it's a whopping 84% jump from the 84,000 firings that were recorded in September. Now, part of this, 200,000 of the million jobs destroyed, terminated so far this year, is DOGE. It's federal firing. But another 800,000 are not, and it's speeding up. Worse yet, typical holiday season hiring may not even happen this year.
Challengers doesn't see much in the way of hiring, saying announcements are 35% below last year, and they're skeptical about the number of new hires for the holiday season.
Yeah, that's CNBC. What is going on here? Economic arson. Joe Biden left us a jobs apocalypse, but he also left us something worse. Jerome Powell. He's the head of the Federal Reserve, and he is trying to get Democrats elected by burning down the economy. Well, everyone from Fox Business to CNBC pointed out that most of Biden's jobs were fake. This has been known for a long time. Jerome Powell pretended otherwise, even going so far as to make ridiculous statements. I've played them many times for you on this podcast, that actually the jobs market was on fire. And if he didn't keep interest rates high, my gosh, it would boil over into inflation. Well, obviously, that's not true. In fact, the job market was in apocalypse. Again, 2 million jobs under Joe Biden were not even real. They were revised away. So when you couldn't justifiably pretend, i.e. lie anymore, about having to cool down the jobs market, Jerome Powell switched tacks and he started to say, well, OK, you know, guess what? I think that Trump's tariffs are going to cause inflation. Yeah, I got to leave the interest rates artificially high. Folks, he's doing this to kill jobs. As economist Peter St. Onge explains, lowering rates by the appropriate amount would cause a jobs boom. And Jerome Powell just cannot allow Donald Trump to have that, not before the midterms. And Americans, our struggles, be damned. He doesn't care. Trump has demanded, by the way, that he resign. Trump can't fire him. We're stuck with him till the middle of 2026. So he's doing as much damage as he can. And it's tradition in Washington that when the president doesn't want you around anymore, you leave, right? He doesn't care. He's hanging around in order to deep six Trump.
This matters because lower rates spark growth. By one estimate, each point of rate cuts is worth almost 1 million jobs.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders,
Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Old school security kicks in after the break-in. Too late. Simply Safe rewinds the story, stopping crime before it starts. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to detect intruders, alert live monitoring agents, and can deter intruders before they reach your door. It's proactive protection, plus a 60-day money-back guarantee and no contracts. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplysafe.com/podcast. That's simplysafe.com/podcast. There's no safe like Simply Safe.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Insane thing number five, and I really hate to do this to you, but a new record of decimation in the real estate market. Folks, the new median age of first-time homebuyers in the United States of America is at an all-time high, never recorded before. It's 40 years old. I mean, wow. Folks, I can remember a wonderful road trip that I took through Europe when I was in my early 20s. With my cousins, and I have a huge Catholic family, so there's a lot of us, and we stayed with cousins and second cousins. And I was shocked, because at the time I worked for a construction company, so I noticed there was no grading going on in Europe. There was no building going on in Europe. There was no construction equipment in Europe. Like, my dad, we went all over from, you know, Scotland, Wales, Ireland, all of it. There was none. It was crazy. And at the time, I had just bought my first home. I was 23 years old. And the only place we stayed in where the relative of ours owned their home, the guy said to me, yeah, he was very proud of the home. It was nothing special by American standards. It was old, still had the 1980s carpet and the old wallpaper, even though it was, you know, 25 years old. And he hoped someday to save up to replace it. And by folks, this guy was an engineer. He had a college degree. And he said, yeah, I inherited it. He was very proud because nobody owns a home, he said, till their 40s. And I went, wow, that's crazy. Everyone here can buy a home in their 20s. We're here now in America. And we hit it this week. Folks, listen to this. That is up from a median age of 33 years old when Joe Biden took the presidency. That was the median year age of first-time home buyers. Now it is 40. Folks, in the 1980s, it was 28, 29 years old was the median age of first-time home buyers. And even if even when you hit like the year 2000, for many, many years, basically from 2000 to about 2018, 2019, it was in the early 30s. Now it's a thing you do in your 40s, just like stagnated Europe. Meanwhile, another awful record. Over the last year, first-time homebuyers made up just 21% of purchases, the lowest on record. Meanwhile, the typical age of repeat buyers hit an all-time high of 62. Why is that? Joe Biden. The average price of a home doubled because it was Bidenflated. Doubled in 4 years. Folks, if you set out to do that, like as your goal, do you know how hard it would be? Do you know how much deliberate economic wreckage you'd have to have? Median down payments, by the way, reached 23%, the highest since 2003. You know why? The only people who can buy a house are those who owned a house before Biden took office, and now they've got a lot of equity. Otherwise, you've got to be in a very high-end job as a young person to buy a house or just forget it. One thing that would help with that, that our side's not really cued into yet and not really talking about, is mass deportations. Again, my favorite economist, Dr. and Professor Peter St. Onge, pointed this out as he was going through the inflation numbers this week. And he was saying, look at what is barely moving. Rent, 0.1% inflation. Used cars, prices actually down. Why? Because the illegals, the 1.6 million illegals that have either been removed forcibly from the country or they've gotten on those flights. They sell their cars before they go. Folks, when you pack 12 million people in here in 4 years, and a lot of them are living in rental homes, there's 3, 4, 5 families in a home, it doesn't matter. And then you take another, 13 million that overstayed their visas for a total of 25 million. The real estate economy can't absorb that. That's a big reason why these houses have gone through the roof, that and Bidenflation. Peter St. Ange knows the answer here.
Rent was a paltry 0.1%. Deportations have consequences. Used car inflation also plunged, which is also an indicator of deportations. They have to sell the car on the way home.
So renting, buying, it doesn't matter. Somebody's the mortgage holder. And that price of those homes will come down if 25 million people are gone. Folks, again, I hate to be like a broken record. This will begin to solve so many of our problems. That's not the only thing that's increased home prices, not by a long shot, but it's the best way to bring them down fast. Insane thing number 4 is a jaw dropper. Remember how our intel agencies told us for a very long time that they just really weren't sure about the origin of COVID? In fact, the first year of COVID, you weren't even allowed to say that COVID came from Wuhan or even the Wuhan wet market. Because why? That was racist, right? And we were told in the reports from our intel agencies, FBI, CIA, State Department, DIA, that, we're just really not sure where it came from. Eventually, it became that after initially we were told it was the wet market. And then we'll just never know. Well, no, look, I know what that first year was like. I lost my first YouTube account. I got 3 strikes and it was gone. One of those strikes was for saying definitively on the air, because my show streams on the air, that it came from the People's Liberation Army Wuhan bioweapon lab. In other words, the Wuhan lab. I got one of my 3 strikes for that. I ended up in Facebook jail for a very long time because I wrote a similar thing on Facebook. And remember, that was one of the main things out the gate that the FBI censored for on social media. Anybody who said, it came out of the Wuhan lab. Well, guess what? From month 1, our intelligence agencies knew definitively that it came out of the Wuhan lab. Let that sink in. Yeah, it's a major breaking news story from the Washington Free Beacon, the kind of thing that people should win Pulitzers for. Headline, prominent virologist warned intelligence community COVID-19 did what? Oh, yeah, leaked from the Wuhan lab. Who was he? UNC researcher Ralph Barrick. Now, how would he know that? Because he did work on COVID viruses at the Wuhan lab starting in 2015. And he did it both at the Wuhan lab, which, folks, our media's got to stop calling it the Wuhan lab or the Wuhan Institute of Virology. Call it by its damn real name. It is the premier bioweapons lab of the People's Liberation Army of China. That's what it is. What the heck we're doing inside there? And if you go as an American and work in there and you help them, why aren't you in prison? So Barrick did experiments with the top researcher there, the Bat Lady, Xi Zhengli. And so, month 1, he goes to the Office of Director of National Intelligence. That's basically Tulsi Gabbard's outfit. That is the top spy agency in America. It's really a fusion center where all the intel runs through. And so he briefs all of these intel leaders. He tells them in a secret briefing, it came out of the Wuhan lab. Here's how I know. Again, that's in January of 2020. During the outbreak, when we're told, what we were told. Rand Paul, the senator this week, got a hold of that secret briefing, the notes, the slides, the presentation, all of it, from a whistleblower. And it's remarkable because it's almost identical to a briefing that he gave to Congress about a month later. But in the congressional briefing, he drew a very different conclusion, that it probably came from the wet market. Yeah, and the slide showing how it came from the Wuhan lab, those were gone. Folks, this is terrifying. If you've listened to me for a long time, let me ask you a question. An honest intelligence community would have dug deep into this, right? And immediately told us where it came from, would have investigated instead of putting out over years series of reports either saying it didn't come from the lab or they did, we will never really know, or it's all very confusing. Why did they do that? Why did they censor us? Why did they censor me, your humble host, and many others more important than me when we were telling the truth? What were they hiding? Folks, we still have some answers we've never gotten. You know how Rand Paul likes to drag Anthony Fauci like the gimp out before Congress? He'll subpoena him and beat him up, and other members of Congress like to beat him up because he, you know, he pumps $6 million via Echo Health Alliance into the Wuhan lab, for which he should go to prison. I mean, China's our enemy. I don't know how you get away with that. Not when you kill millions of people in the process, but whatever. They're oligarchs. They're like royalty, right? But the thing that's never happened is that no one from the Pentagon's ever been subpoenaed about the $52 million. Yes, $52 million that they pumped into the Wuhan lab. Who did it? Who authorized it? Why does no one in Congress want to talk to them? And here's the other weird thing that we've only found out about this year. You know who else pumped another $52 million into the Wuhan lab? Yeah, an oddly identical amount of money. USAID. You know what they spent the money for? They actually paid Chinese scientists to go into the bat caves to get the COVID out. And in their own grant, they apologize for not funding anything on the back end to keep those viruses safe. Oops. Did we kill millions of people? So sorry. On to our next job. Folks, there is something massive beneath the surface here. And the fact that we now learn this week that our intel community always knew it came out of the Wuhan lab, out of the People's Liberation Army biomedical facility, that's murder. But you know why I think we were lied about? Because I think our government's complicit. I think they made it, and I think they let it out. And I think they did it on purpose to destroy Donald Trump's most formidable weapon, his economy. Never forget, right at the time that COVID came out, the stock market was set under Donald Trump to hit that all-important 30,000 milestone, which, by the way, when Trump was running the first time, we were told by the media it just simply wasn't going to happen. You couldn't hit it. That was his best weapon. We had a great economy going into that election, and they had to destroy it, and they didn't care how many million people that they killed. I think that's what actually happened. We just don't know all the details yet, but man, what a bombshell.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands, or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARC and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARC Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Most security systems react after a break-in begins. That's too late. SimpliSafe is different. It's proactive. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to spot suspicious activity before criminals get inside. Live monitoring agents can see, speak to, and scare off intruders in real time, quickly calling police if needed. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplysafe.com/podcast. That's simplysafe.com/podcast for 60% off. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve.
I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Insane thing number 3. A terrifying act of war by the Communist Party of China that almost nobody noticed in the crush of news this week, but it truly is a big story, maybe even bigger than the Ma'am Donny win because of its implication. Another 3 Chinese national scholars and visa holders from China caught smuggling bioweapons into the United States. Agricultural bioweapons. Meaning we're up to 6 so far this year. Their weapons of choice have been weaponized blight and weaponized ringworm. Folks, the blight is so bad that if you get the spores in your food, it could potentially kill you. Think about that. Never mind, it's going to destroy the crops, okay? Once, if this thing ever got out agriculturally, oh my gosh, would we be screwed. Also, it can render you infertile. It can destroy your liver and cause neurological damage. That's a bioweapon. They've had multiple visa holders sneak them in. They also have a weaponized ringworm. When I was talking about this, people were saying, oh yeah, ringworm, we know how to treat that. No. Weaponized ringworm. Folks, I can't even tell you what this would do to our food industry. And again, at the level they're weaponized, these things are toxins. We'd never get them back out of the food system. Folks, you would have mass hunger in this country and probably in the world. I don't even know how we would recover from it. That's how terrifying this is. 3 more of these students caught this week, bringing the total for roughly about a year to 6. They're not going to stop. And Gordon Chang with the Gatestone Institute, who is himself Chinese, had this warning for Americans on Fox News.
We have seen at the University of Michigan Chinese trying to bring in genetically modified pathogens. Those were dangerous to our food supply. This is a biological weapons attack. These were weapons of mass destruction. This was an attack on the United States. And unfortunately, the Chinese nationals are only going to get light sentences. And matter of fact, one of them from June was actually removed from the U.S. after she pled guilty. We should be sending these people to Guantanamo because these are enemy combatants.
These are weapons that could kill people. These spies should be tried for their lives. Instead, we're talking about doubling the number of Chinese visas. Chang told Fox News, we have 270,000 of them right now. He said the FBI is overwhelmed. They're almost all STEM and science. And they're throughout our universities. Nobody could keep up with this. Anyway, there's 270,000. He said about 13% of those are Chinese spies. And the problem may get worse.
When you consider that in 2024, there were 277,000 Chinese nationals in our school, 13% is a big number. And it's especially a big number if you double that, as President Trump had talked about.
Folks, inside the Chinese Communist Party headquarters in China, they must just sit around and laugh at our lack of will to live. Honestly, our lack of interest in living. I mean, folks, we caught them running an illegal bioweapons lab in California. You remember that? All kinds of weaponized pathogens. And they'd even bred the mice they needed to spread them. The illegal immigrant from China, who had millions of dollars in funding, we found it in his bank accounts, had even texted about the need to destroy the American wolf. Kind of obvious what's going on there. But in case we need another lesson, folks, remember those SIM cards, the SIM card farm that we found near the UN in New York a couple months back that was capable of shutting down pretty much all mass communications? Yeah, we're not sure what they were planning. And remember, and it was barely news, then we found a second one, even larger, about a $20 million SIM card farm in New Jersey. And of course, now we suspect that there are more. Well, the only statement put out about that by the Secret Service and the FBI who are investigating it, and there hasn't been any follow-up, is that the second one, New Jersey, was definitely Chinese in origin. Folks, What the hell are they planning? I really feel like America's about to get rocked by these people. And you know how it is. Every time that we are trying to cut trade deals with them that do anything to threaten their economic supremacy, their trade supremacy, they get violent. They do things that cause people to die, i.e. COVID. What are they doing now? Insane thing number two. This year's scope and size of the illegal immigrant shadow nation brought here to replace us, to outvote us, and to assure that many cities have a mayor, a communist Marxist mayor, just like Ma'am Donnie. But this immigrant nation, illegal immigrant nation, has an Achilles heel, one I've been talking about for a very, very long time. It started over a year and a half ago when the Center for Immigration Studies did a poll of illegal immigrants, but also of migrants, those let in illegally by Joe Biden, who have some temporary protective status. Think Haiti, think Afghanistan, think Venezuela. He did not have the legal right to let them in, but, you know, he gave them papers, right? Plus the illegal immigrant nation. Here's the problem. They did a poll, and remember what it said. 51% of illegal immigrant adults aren't working. Not above the table, not below the table, not in any way. There simply aren't jobs for them. We saw evidence of that last month when only 55,000 private sector jobs were created. There's 12 million of these people, at least half of whom are adults. See the problem there? The math doesn't work. They can't stay if they can't eat. They can't stay if they don't have shelter. And they can't stay if they don't have medical care. Democrats buried them on our welfare rolls. But the size and scope of it, folks, we didn't realize it until this week how massive it is. Center for Immigration Studies found, get this, folks, part of this is FOIA, part of this is polling, 48% of illegal immigrants in this country are on Medicaid. 59% of illegal immigrants and people with non-citizen status, a lot of them are temporary protected custody. Trump has ordered many of them home. 59% of them are on at least one form of welfare. And the Trump administration, we learned in the beginning of the week, is at war with them. It started with an announcement because it's theft, folks. It is illegal under federal law for non-citizens and those whose temporary status have been revoked to be on these welfare benefits. It's illegal for them. For years it's been, but then the big, beautiful bill, Trump's bill, also made it illegal for states to make pass-through payments to them. So it's over. The gig is over. Brooke Rollins, head of the USDA under Trump, that oversees the SNAP, the food stamps program, reported on Monday to start the week that she had found 700,000 cases of people illegally on Medicaid, almost all of whom were illegal immigrants. She cut them off, by the way. That was followed by Dr. Mehmet Oz at the Medicaid and Medicare Center updating us in the beginning of the week. He's up to $1.3 billion worth of Medicaid funding that he has found that's going to illegals across just six states and just over the last few months of the Trump administration. Again, these people have been so well hidden by the Democrats, we haven't been able to find them until now. Dr. Oz has been the first person to make the connection I've been making. Listen to it here. He says, we can offer them cash, i.e. cash to leave. They each get $1,000 to leave and a free plane ticket, but they won't take it as long as they are still on Medicaid. We've got to find them and cancel their Medicaid. Listen. Again, Dr. Oz is Trump's director of the Medicaid and Medicare Center.
Six states believe that they should be allowed to pay for illegal immigrants on the state level, on their own, to receive free health care. Now, free health care insurance attracts illegal immigrants and it makes them unwilling to leave, even if we offer them cash. Equally importantly, I worry that federal taxpayer money will be siphoned towards these states and hurt the 44 states who disagree with attracting illegal immigrants with free insurance. In fact, Congress is shut down right now because Democratic senators don't like the One Big Beautiful Bill, which corrals this kind of fraud in Medicaid. We decided to investigate ourselves. I didn't really trust these six states. We found already $1.3 billion has been inappropriately taken from federal taxpayers in just the past few months. We just clawed back $300 million, which signals that the six states, they already know, they acknowledge that this is an embarrassing reality. We need to protect our most vulnerable and send a clear message that other countries should take care of theirs.
And that that, folks, is ultimately what the government shutdown battle is over. The Democrats are holding strong. They want the section of the Big Beautiful Bill that allows them to illegally pass through the Medicaid funds to illegal immigrants. They want it to go away. But here's the crazy part. The sheer size and scope of it. Here's Director of Homeland Security Kristi Noem in a jaw-dropping clip saying that the way the Democrats have been able to hide a lot of people is that they illegally gave 9 million illegals Social Security numbers that they're not entitled to. Listen.
And they shouldn't be on our benefit programs. You know, we have over 6,000 individuals that have been identified through their work already that have been on the terrorist watch list, that they are known criminals.
How does that happen, Madam Secretary?
It happens when you put a train wreck like Joe Biden in the White House, and it's going to be a lot of work to clean it up. But just in the last 4.5 years, we've had over 9 million people get Social Security numbers that are not U.S. citizens. So they may be people who have some sort of legal status, but a lot of them are illegals that were given a Social Security number in just the last 4.5 years that we're going to have to figure out if they should be here, if they are here legally under a program. And if they are here illegally, then they certainly shouldn't be using that Social Security number to be on our programs, and they should be removed or given the opportunity to go home on their own. That's the one thing President Trump would like, is everybody to be given the opportunity to go home if they would wish to.
Which brings us to another insane thing. Elon Musk sat down with Joe Rogan this week and confessed Doge is still up and running. It was just attracting too much attention before. So everybody's keeping it on the download now. And, you know, he's stepped back so he doesn't attract the attention. Well, take a listen to how the Democrats were using this Medicaid money. He says Doge has found all of this and more. And in California, it wasn't just free health care they were giving out to illegals.
They were also giving out like debit cards with $10,000. So it's not just about medical care. The Democrats mention the medical care because they're trying to prey on people's empathy as much as possible. And then they imagine, oh, wow, somebody has a desperately needed medical procedure. And shouldn't we maybe do, you know, take care of them in that regard? But they, what they do is they divert the Medicaid funds and turn it into a slush fund for the states that goes well beyond emergency medical care. And New York and California would be bankrupt without the massive fraudulent federal payments that go to those states to pay for illegals, to create a massive financial incentive for illegals.
Finally, insane thing number one, you heard it first here. And I feared for a long time that a lot of these blue areas would turn into post-American territories, places geographically still in America, but without recognizably American systems of justice, culture, any of it, where other systems would take their place, where we would have to avoid being dragged into these hellholes, as Trump really first was for that 34-count felony trial in New York, where the legislature literally changed the law in order to prosecute just him in a show trial. By the way, you know what happened this week? The Second Circuit ruled that New York illegally tried Donald Trump. Remember that 34-count felony conviction? Yeah, it was illegal. They should have known, the court ruled, that he would have presidential immunity and the state couldn't possibly try him for anything related to his presidency. That ruling is a bombshell. And basically what it sets up is that that trial's going to have to be thrown out along with the verdict. It was never legal. And in the opinion, the Second Circuit said they should have always known that. Well, of course they knew that. Folks, I mean, this was a state trial on federal charges. The state cannot try a person on federal charges. And you're saying, well, what is that? Well, if you're a lawyer, it's gobbledygook. But that's what this is. This is a Marxist mashup. It's not a recognizably American system in these blue areas. It throws out legal tradition, legal precedent, laws, all of it in favor of the show trial or a lack of application of laws. Folks, I know it's a small thing, but it was the number one story today in the country, and rightfully it should have been. It was the assault in D.C., by a lunatic liberal who bought a big, nasty, greasy Subway sandwich and hurled it in the face of an ICE officer, of a Customs and Border Patrol agent, actually. Well, that agent wasn't bruised or anything. He had to go home and take a shower. It was really nasty, but they got him for assault. It is assault. Well, his lawyers went into court in D.C. and argued. They didn't deny he did it. It was on camera, but simply said he was mad. That seeing those agents made him mad, and he didn't want federal law to be enforced. Now, his lawyers didn't even argue that what the agents were doing was illegal, because it's not. Just that he's a good liberal in good standing, and he got mad, so he should be able to commit assault. Want to guess what the jury did? Now, the jury is a liberal jury. We know that because 87% of voters cast their ballots for Kamala Harris in D.C. The jury voted not guilty. So again, he didn't deny he committed the crime. He just said he was justified because he was mad. This, folks, this is what I've been telling you. These juries can no longer, will no longer indict or convict Democrats for their crimes in D.C. But folks, they will uber show trial commit Republicans. That is not a recognizably American system of justice, but it is a perfectly Marxist system of justice where justice is meted out, as I've explained to you many times. This is how it worked in post-revolution China. You could pretty much go up on stage, and many did. There's video of this, of people and beating others to death right there on stage, and they were allowed to do it if the person being beaten was an oppressor class member and the person doling out the beating was an oppressed class member. Laws just simply did not apply. Politics and value to the party come first. That is what you are watching in the subway assault case. It's classic. Folks, I'm going to warn you, a time is coming somewhere, and it's coming fast, in the next 5 to 10 years, where you're going to see a Democrat in good standing severely injure or kill one of us. Maybe it'll be a Charlie Kirk-like figure. Maybe it'll be an ICE agent. I don't know. And they're going to go before a Democrat jury in a Marxist post-American territory somewhere in the U.S., and there will not be a conviction. And again, they won't deny that they did the killing. They'll simply argue the person deserved it, or the beating, or whatever. That is coming. Now, you may say, Tara, come on, that's an exaggeration. It's not. It's already happening in the D.C. courts. A lot of people missed this back in September 2nd, 2025. Headline, Fox News. Grand juries, plural. They took it before two. Grand juries in Washington, D.C. to decline to indict two accused of threatening to kill Trump. These two explicitly threatened to kill Trump. Folks, this is the standard thing that if you or I went on social media and said Trump needs to die, I'd like to kill him, you know the Secret Service would be at your door. Guaranteed. That's what they did. Natalie Rose and Edward Dana, that's what they did. And they took it before the first grand jury. And folks, this isn't even trial, okay? Grand jury used to be very easy to get an indictment because the standard of proof is much lower. 90% of the time, a grand jury will indict. They took it before the first one, wouldn't do it. Took it before the second one, wouldn't do it. Folks, once again, it's the he deserves to die that is beginning to permeate the left. Folks, this is classic Russian Revolution stuff. Folks, this is how 20,000 dedicated Marxists in the Soviet, you know, pre-Soviet Union managed to bring about the Marxist Revolution. It started off with them, again, throwing acid in cops' faces. They would go to trial, and Marxist torture squads would simply threaten the jury. If you convict this person, we're going to come to your house and torture you to death in front of your family. And of course, they voted not guilty. The judges even went along. They didn't want to die. These people became legally untouchable, and everyone began to fear them. Their torture squads became really, really famous. And that's how it went. And it started in certain areas, in certain cities, and it spread. Marxists became legally untouchable, better than under the law. You're watching this in D.C. That is what this is. This is classic Marxism. And I don't know how you undo this system. Now, you may say, and what it'll become is people like us who are conservative, we can't live there anymore. People who are Republicans simply can't live there anymore. But how do you avoid being dragged in there for a show trial? I'm telling you, these will become like no-go zones. And DC, the DC courts, that this is happening there is particularly problematic because guess where Congress is located? Yeah, DC. In other words, the DC courts arguably have jurisdiction over Republicans coming and going from Congress. That's a massive problem. What it means for us is Wow, we can't convict them for violence, but what it means for them is the reverse. They can go into these courts and get an indictment and a conviction against us based on basically fake evidence.
Battleground America with Tara Servatius. Please subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Share with friends, family, and other free thinkers. Thanks for listening.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground, but raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Most security systems react after a break-in begins. That's too late. SimpliSafe is different. It's proactive. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to spot suspicious activity before criminals get inside. Live monitoring agents can see, speak to, and scare off intruders in real time, quickly calling police if needed. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplisafe.com/podcast. That's simplisafe.com/podcast for 60% off. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
So, got one for you, boss.
Oh, yeah?
What's black, white, and dented all over?
I give up.
The company truck. I know, but thanks to our agent, we've already submitted an insurance claim and can track the status right from the app. Auto owners pays what they owe without any hassle.
Lucky for you, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.